Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 2 Chronicles chapter 28, verses 8 through 15. The Reverend Heath Curtis is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The appointed lesson is from the second book of Chronicles, the 28th chapter. The men of Israel took captive 200,000 of their relatives, women, sons, and daughters. They also took much spoil from them and brought the spoil to Samaria. But a prophet of the Lord was there, whose name was Oded. And he went out to meet the army that came to Samaria and said to them, "Behold, because the Lord, the God of your fathers, was angry with Judah, he gave them into your hand. But you have killed them in a rage that has reached up to heaven. And now you intend to subjugate the people of Judah and Jerusalem, male and female, as your slaves. Have you not sins of your own against the Lord your God? Now hear me, and send back the captives from your relatives whom you have taken, for the fierce wrath of the Lord is upon you." Certain chiefs of the men of Ephraim, Azariah the son of Johanan, Berechiah the son of Meshillemoth, Jehezekiah the son of Shallum, and Amasa, the son of Hadlai, stood up against those who were coming from the war and said to them, "You shall not bring the captives in here, for you propose to bring upon us guilt against the Lord, in addition to our present sins and guilt. For our guilt is already great, and there is fierce wrath against Israel." So the armed men left the captives and the spoil before the princes and all the assembly. And the men who have been mentioned by name rose and took the captives. And with the spoil they clothed all who were naked among them. They clothed them, gave them sandals, provided them with food and drink, and anointed them. And carrying all the feeble among them on donkeys, they brought them to their kinsfolk at Jericho, the city of palm trees. Then they returned to Samaria. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Not exactly a Sunday school lesson you're terribly familiar with, or if you are, you know your Bible more than I. I had to look up the context. We're in the year 735-ish. The kingdom is divided, Judah and Israel. At the beginning of the chapter, the verses we skipped, for we join the story in media res, Ahaz is king in Judah, and he is a bad, bad king. He has gone after the ways of Israel. He's even sacrificed some of his own sons to Molech, and God is angry with him. And the text says that because of Ahaz's sins and the sins of Judah following him, he gave Judah into the hand of the king of Syria. And then, to add insult to injury, he gave them into the hand of Israel. And thus, our text picks up. There is so much in this text, perhaps because it's not a Sunday school lesson, perhaps because it is an area of Scripture we don't often think about. And there, enough could be said to fill a whole sermon about our need to know the Scripture more thoroughly. But taking what is here, I'll give you at least two things to think about. The first is why the lectionary committee chose this as the Old Testament reading for the 13th Sunday after Trinity and the historic lectionary. That's kind of a slam dunk. It's paired with Jesus' great parable about who is my neighbor. So the Israelites are reminded that the Judahites are their neighbors. They're reminded of mercy. It ties in quite well with Jesus' story about who is my neighbor. Now take note, here's a Sunday school misstatement. The parable of the Good Samaritan does not mean everyone is my neighbor. At least that's not enough to say that. It actually negates what the word neighbor means. The point of Jesus' parable is that everybody God puts in your way, puts near you, is your neighbor. And so even if God puts a Samaritan near you, that's your neighbor. So everyone is in potential your neighbor, but don't go neglecting what is near you because it's more fun to deal with problems that are far away or people that are far away. It is indeed, if you want to put it this way, much easier and more fun to write a check for missions than it is to share the gospel with your worthless brother-in-law. But guess which one is more your job? You cannot neglect either of them, but that neighborliness that the Lord puts in front of you. Well, listen to what the prophet says to the Israelites. These are your kinsfolk. These are the ones near you. You have a responsibility to them. But there's so much more here. Again, I pick only one, perhaps greatly apropos to the current state in which the church finds itself. For we have here today, do we not, a confrontation between church and state, between the prophet of God and the king of Israel. Now, the prophet is bold to speak the word of the Lord, even to men who are doing the most stately of stately acts, conducting war and peace. They have made their conquering, and what is more, the conquering was from the hand of the Lord. The prophet is comfortable speaking the word of the Lord, even to men with swords in their hands. He's comfortable telling them that they must heed the word of the Lord, even though they could slay him on the spot. We in the church must be comfortable speaking the word of God and standing up for the people of God, as the prophet here does today for the men of Judah, even when the men of Judah are sinners, even when they maybe deserve their lumps, even when not everything is A-OK and everybody's doing exactly the right thing, the prophet of God is bold to speak. He is not afraid of the consequences. He does not hem and haw and seek second and third opinions and seek to find a way to get out of the duty of speaking truth to power. And so maybe we should think of good old Saint Oded more often than we do. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for the Reverend Gary Schischke, who serves the Lord in Germany. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.